And there's Margaret getting a little confused, but we know it's July, don't we? More news now. Throughout the week, there have been stories in the evening news about a proposal to devolve power in East Anglia. Councils have been voting every day, and we'll start with the latest developments as North Norfolk joins Norwich and Breckland in rejecting the proposals. Then we'll learn about a proposal to send old people right up the wall. And finally, a warning from local police to guard against a group of men and women who may come to your door claiming they're deaf and raising money for their education. A cross-border split over the devolution vision for East Anglia is emerging as North Norfolk joined Norwich and Breckland to reject proposals for an elected mayor. Whitehall sources had earlier indicated they wanted to crack on without Norwich and Breckland, which turned down proposals, but admitted more rejections could spell the end of the devolution dream. So far, all Suffolk councils which have voted have backed the plans. The proposals face a crucial test with Great Yarmouth, South Norfolk, West Norfolk, Suffolk Coastal and Suffolk County Council set to vote. Before the recent vote, Whitehall sources said they were keen to proceed with the plans for Norfolk and Suffolk's elected mayor, regardless of the rejection by Breckland and Norwich. But now North Norfolk has joined the opposition to the scheme, with 40 councillors voting to turn down the proposals, which are set to go to public consultation next month. But they remain the only three to veto the plans after Ipswich, Waveney, Forest Heath and Mid Suffolk voted to back taking the plans to the next stage of consultation with the public.
A climbing centre has launched a new scheme to encourage people over the age of 50 to get involved. The Silverbacks is a new weekly climbing club that is designed for the older generation and is open to people of all abilities. It takes place on Tuesdays at the Highball Climbing Centre in Norwich. During the sessions, members can experiment with bouldering, climbing and low-level traversing. Mike Thirties, Highball Climbing Centre's managing director, said, "After the success of our regular ladies' night and other specialised sessions, we're looking forward to welcoming both new and regular climbers to get involved in our Silverbacks initiative. With many of our members climbing well into their 70s, we hope to prove that age has no limitations when it comes to climbing. Silverbacks members can take part for £5 and benefit from free coaching and advice. Sessions start from noon every Tuesday."
There are concerns a group of men and women claiming they're deaf and need money to help fund their further education may be con artists. Police have been contacted following concerns raised by people who say they have men and women coming to their doors asking for money to make their way through art college. Worried people who fear it might be a scam have taken to Facebook and Streetlife, a local social network, to warn others about the possibility that this is an elaborate con. They've described how the callers show a card saying they're deaf and need money to get through art college. The cold callers are believed to have operated in the Brundle, Lingwood, Blowfield, Acle, Halvergate and Thorpe areas to date, with some people being called on as late as 9 p.m. It's not yet clear whether any crimes have been committed or whether the callers are genuine, but a warning has today been issued by the police. Inspector Graham Dalton from Norfolk Police said, "We're aware of a group of people cold calling in the area. They're claiming to be deaf and are selling pictures to pay for art college. We're yet to speak with them, so it's currently unclear if they are committing any offences. But I would advise that if you are suspicious about a cold caller, contact us immediately on 999. I would also like to reassure the public that we've not seen a rise in burglaries in the area, and my teams have been briefed and are on the lookout for cold callers." People have been reminded that they do not have to open their doors to cold callers, with this sort of advice. Close and lock your back door before answering the front door. If you do not recognise the person, speak through the closed and locked door. If they're selling something or offering to do any work on your house or garden, tell them you're not interested and ask them to leave. If they persist, tell them you will call the police and will call 999. If you have any doubt, keep them out.